This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA. Today, we're with Taylor Pelcher, who is a workforce development specialist with the Dairy and Foods Processing in New York State. Taylor, welcome. Tell us a little bit about your job.
Recently hired for this position, as it's a new program. We're approached by the different processing plants across the state with a need to grow the workforce so that these plants can be efficiently run.
Also, you have some resources that you really direct them towards.
Absolutely. So the team at Cornell had hosted what they called a boot camp. It was a 3-day educational opportunity, and they worked to educate students on different content from food safety to general manufacturing practices. With that, they found that this was absolutely a need, and they applied for some different grants, and that is how we're able to be hired to become workforce specialists for this initiative.
Who are the students?
The students, generally speaking, are any job seeker, anyone that's under or unemployed. It could be a high school graduate, it could be a college graduate, anyone that's in search of a job.
You must have learned a lot through this process.
Absolutely. One of the things that we've found, these potential employees are interested in the work that these plants provide. However, there are potentially barriers that are inhibiting them from taking these positions. It's like transportation. Maybe they don't have a driver's license yet, or they need help obtaining that. Childcare is another big barrier that we are recognizing. You're absolutely learning things from different plants. We have partnered with a vegetable processing plant in Genesee County called Norterra, and they've been wonderful. They take interns, and that really helps the high school students specifically.
But again, when you work outside of dairy, does that help you really open your eyes to see what's really going on in dairy and give you a little bit of perspective?
I absolutely think it does. For me personally, I have 5 years of teaching experience, 4 of those which were in a high school agricultural program, and 1 year was in an equine program at the post-secondary level. Knowing what I know about agriculture as a whole was really big, and knowing what I know about education and the importance of educating is important. That's sort of what drew me to this position, and I knew that I would be able to blend my knowledge and skill set of education and agriculture to better the dairy industry, which is a very important thing for me.
Dairy farmers are listening to this. Tell them a little bit about why it's so important.
We absolutely do need the workforce. Part of what I'm doing with my colleagues, just working to connect the general public with these positions and to help grow their workforce so that when the dairy farmers are sending their milk off, there's companies and facilities that will take that milk so that we can in turn be feeding the population. It's such an important thing to have the workforce filled in these processing plants.
What's on the drawing board for the future?
A lot of things. It's sort of one of those trial and error situations. Moving forward, we hope to continue with our boot camp initiative and travel to different parts of the state, focusing on plants that need us the most. And again, whether it's sort of attracting that high school cohort or adult, also hoping to work with some of the immigrant refugee populations as they absolutely need work positions, and this could be an ideal situation for many of them. The big thing to keep in mind is it's not necessarily a position that everyone is capable of doing, and that's because it's a really high physical demand. So that's something that we also educate our participants on when they attend our boot camp. That doesn't mean there's not a position for them within the plant. The opportunities are unending, whether it's on the production floor, whether it's working in maintenance, even in the office. They need HR reps as well. So any number of things.
Tell us who you interact with at the plant. If there's a dairy plant in the state, how do you interact with them, and who do you talk to?
So specifically, we'll talk with the plant manager. We also talk with the HR specialist within that specific plant to understand their needs so that we know how to best target our participants and recruit for people to join the boot camp so that we can connect them with these plants. But the plant manager is probably the most important because they need to be on board. They need to exhibit that they do have a workforce shortage so that they can accept that we are here to help.
Are you working with people who are applying to plants, or do you in any case work with trained people who already have positions at the plant?
So that's an interesting question. Part of what my team at Cornell does, so the Dairy Foods Extension team, they work with the existing employees. They offer trainings all throughout the year.
If somebody wants to learn more about this or direct people there, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
The best way to get in touch with me would be via email. tp393@cornell.edu. Also, I would highly suggest looking on the cornell.edu website. Just search Dairy Foods Extension and you will find tons of resources that could be applicable to what you're looking for.
Taylor Pelcher, workforce specialist with the Dairy Foods Extension team at Cornell University. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.